It's about the time. I'm gonna say wake up. Getting ready for another interesting morning.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in.
Q95.
No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Waking up to the big sounds of Q95.
You have to say, they're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. Change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people.
Wherever you are, whatever you may be doing at this time, I want to say a special good morning to you.
They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? It's time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better
if you just let it be.
If we just let it be.
Monica Dong to Martinique. Four goals to one. I heard a report this morning that Dominica's team look like fish out of water. Is that the best way to describe it? They seem all hyped up, Dominica. After the victory, 7-0 over the BVI. But it appears yesterday evening there were no match for the Frenchmen out of Martinique. This Caribbean Cup, Scotiabank Caribbean Cup. Let's look back a little there. Good morning, Kala John Baptist. I know you were, you know, taking a keen interest in that game yesterday. Good morning, Kalayo.
Hi, Matt. Morning to you, morning to your many listeners. I'm involved. You know, football is my passion, and sports is also part of my passion. I was there, took center stage, and was part of the Hall of Fame. You remember? I'm not sure if you one time a sportsman. They used to call you ball tricks, and you could once use your right foot, but you cannot even use.
At least I could use one foot, Kalai. You maybe you couldn't use none.
Well, you see, I was an African grammar school, you know, Matt. Remember that?
Boy!
I made it.
Let's not go there, Kalai. Let's not.
I'm just telling you. So I am in the realm of sports. You could be, you know, but anyway, let's look at the game. The coach did say that he don't think that Dominica was fully prepared for Martinique. Be that as it may, and we saw that they tried their best.
They tried their best. That's what you got to say.
Yes, man. You see, at one time the guys were actually following the ball. I don't think that they kept to the game plan very early. The first goal came from an own goal. Number 9 struck the ball, and the defender deflected from the defender's boot into the Dominica goal. And that sort of thing. It was unfortunate, but they were again ball watching, not keeping to their game plan. You could see that everywhere the ball was, that is where they were. They were not actually marking a man as this man.
The best way I heard it this morning is on DBS News. They just seem like fish out of water.
Yeah, but even if you, that is your impression.
But if you talk to any fan that was there, Skylight guys were lost.
But man, I don't think that we can be overly critical.
I'm not saying, I'm just telling you as blank as I can tell you that the guys were lost on the field yesterday. Well, as it compared to the French guys.
But you don't compare them to the French guy, man, because Matnik eat football, they drink football, their life is football. Matnik play football professionally.
Alan, you know Dominica, you can go back in history, has already defeated Martinique.
Yes, I know that. But
so what do you mean they dream and what we do here? Huh? What we do with football here? And we know the game. I just think that the plan yesterday, you know, I respect the coach, but I think, you know, they all seem lost yesterday.
Yeah, but man, the coach can make plans. And let me give you a typical example. West Indies played Afghanistan. I am sure that they had plans and whatever. But see what happened. West Indies went down to Minos, Afghanistan. And you, do you think the coach had any part to play in that? When the coach gives you instructions and whatever, and you go there and you form the fool, it is not the coach to be blamed.
It's the player.
Yeah, but of course, the coach is not the one on the field, you know. When you get a goal to score and you do not convert,
Let's if you want to go down that way, Kalaya, you have one of the best strikers on your team. I'm not being biased. All fans in Windsor Park will tell you that. You bring in Randolph Peltier 5 minutes before a game wraps up in the Windsor Park.
But you do not know the plans of the coach.
Kalaya, I don't have to know the. I mean, it's easy like 1, 2, 3. You have the number one striker, number one player for 2 years. On the bench sitting for the last 5 minutes. The Frenchman, you could say, tired. You could use him at the front, Carlisle, to see if you can get some last-minute goals. So you don't bring him 5 minutes before you wrap it up.
Know the plans of the coach. So I am not going to criticize that. That could well be very strategic. You don't know.
So 5 minutes before a game wraps up is strategic.
But it can be. It can be. I don't know the plans of the coach. I don't know what the team had in mind, etc. So I am not going to criticize.
So blame the players yesterday.
But who else should I blame? Who else should I blame? If you do not keep to your game plan and you heard the captain, you know, the captain said what they discussed when they went out on the field. Guys did the totally opposite. Didn't you hear him give that interview on DBS Radio?
Kalaya, if your game plan is not working, don't you think that you have to change it?
Your game plan is not working. So it could be...
So it did not work for, let's say, 80 minutes of the game or 60 minutes again. Change the plan.
But that is what they did in the second half. And that is why they played a much better second half. Didn't you see that? That is why they brought in... And young Anthony Frederick was brought in the second half, and totally there was a total transformation in the midfield. If you realize, and you played midfield, if you realize the midfield was not doing what it ought to do, didn't you see that, Matt?
I saw all of that, Carl. I'm still putting blame on the coach there yesterday. I think that game plan should have been changed a long time ago. The French guys are quicker off their feet. And you have to change that plan. Whatever plan you had originally, that had to be changed very, very early. And I'm sure, I spoke to other coaches, Dominican coaches, who were looking at the game. It just seemed like, you know, I have to go back to that line from DBS. Fish out of water.
Well, Gavin Richards is the one who asked that question. He asked that question to the captain of the Dominican.
Also, Gavin saw that too.
Right, but didn't you hear also what the captain of the Matnik team said? He said when they came to Dominica or coming to Dominica, their heart was in place. Chez nous, c'est tranquille. Their heart was in place, so they just came there just to execute because they knew for a fact that the Dominica team was no match to them. So they came there just to execute their game plan and get that over and done with. Now, Dominica now will have to go to the drawing board. They do have to go to the drawing board and see how, even look at videos of that game, see where they would have gone wrong, and see how they can improve on it, because this is the first round. They and Matnik are through to the next round. Obviously, they are not going to be in the same zone again, and they can take out of that they scored 7 goals against the BVI. They were able to penetrate the Matnikan defense, gain a penalty, very good penalty, and they were able to score a goal. So they can look at that and see where they went wrong and take it from there. I don't think it is all doom and gloom for the Dominica team. Not at all.
If you had that whistle in your mouth yesterday, would you have awarded a penalty?
Matt, that penalty, come on, Matt. That was the easiest of penalties. A blind bat would have awarded that penalty, Matt.
I have my questions about that, but we could talk again. Let's take I'll take a few more phone calls and get a few other people on the line there, you know, as it relates to that game in the Winter Park yesterday. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Can I stop being defensive? You're too close to the game.
You saw that, huh?
Football follower for over 30 years, and I left the park after the second half. They were confused, and they did not play properly. It was both the footballer's fault and the coach did not...
He did not execute yesterday.
He did not, huh?
I don't think that the coach executed yesterday.
No, he did not. You have to revise your strategy all throughout the game. Even though you have a game plan, you have to revise throughout the game. And they have to start from scratch all over. The fellas just didn't know what was happening on the field. I'm sorry about that.
But anyway, they seem lost, right?
Lost, yes, totally. They all grouped up together at the back. I don't know, they didn't want to attack. And the fellas were still going through them.
Very defensive.
Yes, and tell Kala, just stop with it. We saw the game ourselves.
Kala, you heard that. Stop being defensive about something that you can't defend. Fish out of water. Anybody else saw the game yesterday? I love my guys. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Mark.
How you doing?
I'm good. I would have fired that coach.
You would have fired the coach after that game? I think he has done a reasonably good job, but yesterday, you know, it just seemed like... Hello, talk to me.
We have to start from the beginning, you know, from conditioning. Our guys got tired. You could see the guys...
They were tired?
Yeah, man. You could see the guys slowing down as the game went on. The guys from Matnik were still pushing. You can see that the conditioning, it was just worlds apart. I mean, the coaching, the players, it was a sad event, man. And this thing about Matnik, eat football. We've beaten Matnik before.
Thank you.
We've drawn with Matnik in the 90s. We play football. We know how to play football. But something has just dissipated in our football in the country, man. I mean, the talent is there, the raw talent is there, but we need to focus in on this sport if we're going to be serious about it.
All right, caller, thank you very much. Thank you for your opinion there. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you, sir.
Christian, peace, and good morning to your listeners.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something, Matt. I listened to my good friend, Kalai,
mm-hmm.
and taking an issue with you that your number one striker, because I've been following Dominica football, even though I'm not a footballer myself. I've never played football myself, but I love the game. You cannot tell me your number one striker, because that penalty, as far as I'm concerned, he's like a wizard on the Dominica team, because I've been hearing Aussie, I'm hearing all the fellas talking about that penalty guy from Point Michel. Now, throughout our football season here, I don't know what Kala is talking about, because this man is featured as the number one striker in Dominica at one time. 5 minutes before the wrap-up play, the coach bring the man on the field. You should have a plan A and a plan B. You can't wait when it is all over to implement plan B. Because I used to captain a cricket team. We have a plan. We go out on the field according to how we read the wicket. But if the way that we read the wicket, we were wrong, it is playing differently. We can't keep on playing the very same way on the first plan. you can't wait after the game is all over for you to implement your plan B. So I think Kalai had that one wrong. If 5 minutes before the close of play, the end of the half, then the coach brought in his number one striker, what expected him to do? No.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. I mean, you watch the Barclays Championships in the UK there. If the team performs badly, who's the first to go? Think about that. The coach is the one responsible for wins and loss at the end of the day. The coach is responsible for his players' performance. When a team performs poorly, who is the first person that is supposed to go? The coach. Tell Khalil to come again. That's a WhatsApp message. Hello, talk to me.
Yo.
Yo.
Let me tell you that.
Uh-huh.
The coach know that the team not fit. Most of them are not fit. And that is the problem of Dominica team. But if you remember football before, you had to be fit for it to make the 11. And that's our problem. None of them are not fit. And we need Kaká. Kaká making a complete difference.
You need a new coach? Oh. Hello, it's 8:23. Hello.
Good morning, Matthias. This is The Brain.
The Brain, did you see the game yesterday?
Oh, from start to finish. Poor performance, Matt. No game plan. Everybody defending, as you pointed out. No execution, and as the last caller pointed out, in terms of Pelletier, your man, number one striker in the island, you're bringing him 5 minutes before the end of play. Are you mad? Are you crazy, my brother? What have you been watching? And Matnik just went, as we saw, what we saw yesterday was schoolboy football. Put it bluntly, schoolboy football. The men are not fit, Matt, and Dominica, if they continue that way, I don't see them going anywhere. We had to fire the coach. Get rid of the coach.
8:24. The Brain says get rid of the coach. Hello, talk to me.
Hey, Mr. Pelletier, blessings to you, sir.
Yes, I.
Matt, I did not watch the game, but I anticipated the outcome, Matt. Because I listened to the president of the Football Association yesterday, the last guy you interviewed.
Glenn Etienne.
And he was talking about, he spoke to a Brazilian, whoever, and the guy says on the street, he learned his football. Matt, that's the next thing, you know. I listened to Vincent Desson said that once, you know. Matt, you might learn the raw thing on the street. But Matt, football becomes a science, sports. Sports become a very high science, Matt. And I have said it already. We need a foreign coach to coach our coaches and our footballers for at least 5 years, Matt. 4 or 5 years, around there. Because we really think, okay, an individual like Lara will save West Indies. And look at the demise of West Indies, Matt. What are we not introducing to our sports in the Caribbean, particularly in Dominica, is the scientific and psychological and physical part of it. It's not the raw talent anymore. That does not cut it. And really and truly, Matt, I do not want to talk about the coach. Look at the access to the Windsor Park. You there with me, bro?
Yep.
And I'm saying all these things are factoring into the equation of the demise, Matt. So really and truly, it's just jokers that almost in every aspect of our functioning as a nation, Matt. I mean, if you have no access to the Windsor Park, where these guys can really, you know, exert a bit of energy and exercise and the psychological and mental part of it, get used to it, Matt, rather than going in little places and train and pass a little ball there, Matt, football, I watch in modern football, Matt, that is so scientific. We can't come against Matnik and think we're going to just win because we beat the BVI 7, what, 7-1, Matt?
7-0 BVI.
Yeah, okay. And all of a sudden I hear them stressing on that a bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because they become almost overly confident or complacent, Matt, and think Matnik, and you said that yesterday to the manager, Matnik is no pushover. And really and truly, Matt, when I listen to what that is happening, if you have a key striker, 5 minutes before the close of the play, what do you want? You almost should want to be charged for match fixing? You understand that? That is ridiculous, my brother. Blessings.
The player of the year for 2 years in a row, your top striker, 5 minutes before the game wraps up. Hello, talk to me.
Yes.
Are you there, caller?
Tell Dominicans don't fuck about my uncle, okay? It's the players that are lazy.
Oh, the players that are lazy. Okay, thank you very much. If you should watch a little more football in the United Kingdom there. Who is the first to go? Hello, talk to me. 4493095. I'm not saying fire the coach. I am saying that they all seem lost yesterday. Hello.
Matt.
Yes.
I'm not saying fire the coach, but as Blessing was saying, I'm a sportswoman for years. As Blessing was saying, get somebody from overseas and train them people for 5 years. Because our player, Matt, a word of advice to them. They have to train hard. Run is important, Matt. Exercise. Stay out of the alcohol. Stay out of the sex. Stay out of drugs. And, Matt, they have to train. So what I'm saying, get somebody from overseas and train the player. They will be a better player and they would be like guys win 7 times, make the side how many times. I agree with what Blessing say. I have nothing bad to say about the coach.
All right, caller, thank you very much. 828 more telephone calls. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Okay, Matt, you have played football, right?
I played football for many years, yes.
Good. You're talking to a footballer also, past footballer. Matt, it's all about preparation, you know, Matt. Because Dominica has drawn with Matnik and beat Matnik this before. The last time Dominica drawn with Matnik, it was 97, Matt. We played competitive football against Matnik and all the other Caribbean countries, Matt. We could have done it and we could do it. But, Matt, it's all about preparation. You see, Matt, this thing about a man going to play football and then he has to go and work, Matt. Leave work at 4 o'clock and then now he has to come and practice in the afternoon. And sometimes he doesn't even have a proper place to practice, Matt. In our days of playing football, Matt, we had the Windsor Park. Matt, you had players that could play international football, Matt. You had people like Greenaway Soccer, then Ito, and all these guys. Matt, complete, Matt. I believe, Matt, it's all about preparation and the government must put it more into sports, Matt.
All right, so we need to put more into sports. That's your point here. Let's take a phone call there on the overseas line. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, morning, Matt. I did not listen or watch your game or even listen, but Marlene made a very good point. Just listening to all the comments and so, I personally think that when you are on training, you need to have a training camp. I don't know if they have that. The drugs, your diet, all these things have to be in check, and maybe that could be one of the problems because I heard people say that the guys are not fit. Listen, in the big countries, when these guys have to play, like, you can't be with your family, your wife, your kids for, like, maybe 2 weeks, a month, because you got to train, and you got to eat healthy, you got to be on point. So that's a very good point Marley made, and people might just make that slip by, but they should really take that into consideration. Your diet, staying off drugs, eating healthy, this is very important to execute a game.
All right, thank you very much. A total package, 8:30.
Good morning, Mr. Belger.
Yes, sir.
I was at the game from the start to the finish.
Okay, tell me your impressions.
Very, very, very poor performance from the Dominican team. A lot has to be in consideration. A lot of people are saying, well, in the Barclays Premier League, the coach is the first individual to go. Well, basically, that is always the case. We have to understand that the level of football in Dominica, I don't think it will meet the quality of football that these guys play abroad. Number one, the players, as a caller stated earlier on, you have to look at the training of the players. I mean, a man can't be working all day and then come in to train. And again, the facility to train. I don't think that the Windsor Park is available for the players to train when they need to train. And so that is a factor. And the whole aspect of Skelly, I mean, Matt, when I look at the game in its entirety, I'm saying to myself, well, why would you have the number one striker on the bench and then 5 minutes to go, you're trying what to salvage a game, you're trying to play for pride or something, you're sending him 5 minutes to go. That may have been a strategy of the coach. Again, Dominica does not play strategy football. I see Dominica, to me, I think Dominica had a five-man defense and three in the midfield and one forward, that they're trying their utmost best to feed that forwards man. And the midfield players are just not getting that ball towards that forward man. And I just don't see the strategy. If it's 4-4-2 they're playing, if they're playing a 5 defense, a 3 midfield and a 1 forward, I mean, you just don't see it in the Dominican team, because from the time Matt Nick scored, or actually from the time it was an own goal, then Dominica just went on the defense, and everything, just the Martinic team realized that, and then they started to play high class. And, you know, you could see the team was, you know, just in a disarray. They came in the second half, and same thing again. I mean, our football, I think an international coach would help the football in Dominica, but again, we have to understand the players are not being paid to perform football. And so the quality of football will not really rise the way that we want it to.
All right, caller. Thank you for your input this morning. We're going back to the overseas line. Hello.
Hey, Matt. Pleasant morning to you,
Matt. Yes.
And pleasant morning to you, Mr. 295. Matt, I too, I want to support your caller, your last caller, and Marin, Matt. I mean, the whole question of having these guys in a training camp prior to this tournament is very important, and that's key, Matt. I mean, the government, the Ministry of Sports should really consider having those guys in a camp and making a salary available to them. So the question of work should not be part of their plan at that time, whenever there is like CSU or whatever tournament that is going on, Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, thank you. A lot of phone calls this morning, a lot of WhatsApp messages. A lot of interest in the sports, football, the game of football today, following a defeat there, you know, from Martinique 4-1 yesterday. Hello,
Matt. Good morning.
Yes.
As far as who played the detail, do not play on stones, you know, Matt. They play on very smooth carpets and so on, so they can play football. If you look at the game, from the time them players pass the ball to their player, you know. And then
so what happens when we used to beat Martinique in the late 90s and 80s? So on what were we playing then?
Stadiums of football in the Caribbean.
4493095, we're coming back after this.
Attention, prepare yourself because it's a party.
Con-cone. The St. Max Development Committee alongside Kubuli Chemesau present Kubuli Con Kone in Scottsdale on Saturday, April 2nd from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Music by the big, bad, bold, and sensational WCK.
Do something real, boss. Do something real, boss.
Also get a sounds, DJs, and the powers of the nation for serenade.
Yes, I.
Con Kone, April 2nd, Tout Cali de Poisson, Steam Fish, Fry Fish, Poisson Grier, Chateau Water, Lobby Water. Partners include National Petroleum, Petro Caribbean, Dominica Lottery, Kubuli, Digicel, the Government of Dominica, Gator Sounds, Kyra FM, Enad, Pinad, and more. Con Kone Kai Show.
Listen to Q95 everywhere in Dominica on these frequencies. 95.1 FM, Roseau and Southwest. 95.7 FM Casabrust and the East. 95.7 FM Grand Bay and the South. 97.5 FM Marigot and the Northeast. 105.7 FM Portsmouth and the North. 105.7 FM Laplane and the East. We are also on Digicel Play Channel 100 and Channel 904. And Marpin 2K4 Channel 97. Our global website link is www.q95da.com. Link up our YSQFM live audio stream online via TuneIn Radio. Like our exciting program pages on facebook.com/Q95FM Radio. Follow us on twitter.com/Q95FM Radio. Check Q95FM Radio videos and photos on Instagram. Listen to our podcasts at Q95FMradio.podbean.com. And link us on YouTube at youtube.com/user/Q95FM Radio. Keep it locked to Q95, the big station. We'll be right back.
listen to the captain speak to DBS Sports this morning.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening to the listeners of DBS Radio at this time. I have with me the captain of the national football team, Mr. Malcolm Joseph. Malcolm, not the kind of results you're looking forward to tonight.
Nah, honestly, we wasn't looking for that results. We are kind of disappointed, you know, because we set out a game plan and we didn't come through, you know. It's always hard after a loss, and especially in front of the home fans, you know. 4-1. Totally disappointed.
You were totally outplayed in the midfield. It looks like you had a lot of difficulties stringing some passes together. How are you planning on addressing that moving forward in the tournament?
Well, I think our movements off the ball was really poor, and we were not compact enough in midfield. I think the Matnik guys, they totally outplayed us because their midfielders were had more movements off the ball.
You seem to have a better second half, a bit more control of the ball. What basically did you guys discuss at the halftime break?
Well, we decided that we was going to apply more pressure and be more compact in the midfield. And when we get it, we would utilize the flanks. So I think we did that, and we were quite successful, even scoring a penalty.
And Anthony Frederick came in the second half. He really made a difference for the team.
Yeah, I even think that too, second half, I think the coach mentioned that we need some more support, some more midfielders that can possess the ball and can handle the ball. And Anthony, he came and he had so much of an impact. And we could see that he gave us the penalty. He was the one who got the penalty for us. So I think all in all, yeah, man.
How much of a setback is this for Dominica? You won the first game 7-0 against the BVI. You lost tonight. How much of a setback is this for Dominica moving forward?
I don't think it is a setback because we progressed to the second round. I think we can use that game as a means of regrouping and learning from our mistakes and going back to the drawing board and better ourselves next round.
And going back again to the Matnik players, do you think it was a case that you guys probably didn't respect the Matnik game as to what they brought tonight?
Yes, I think totally, because most of the Matnik players are professional. We are amateurs, you know. A few of our players who play in Trinidad, that's probably three players we have played abroad, you know, only. But Matnik guys are more professional, so I think we should have respected that and just give them that respect and play to our strengths on the counter-attack and our physical play.
Do you think fatigue had anything to do with tonight's performance, given that you guys had a high-energy game on Saturday and just a few days rest coming back to play again on Tuesday?
Well, I think that too has a lot to do with the game, because we had a long flight coming back from BVI. Honestly, we stayed about, I think, from 4 o'clock in the morning to 8 in the night. We were traveling, so I think we were kind of exhausted and fatigued. So I think that had an impact on our game today.
All right, Malcolm Joseph, what's next for Dominica Round 2? Have any idea of the teams that you'll probably be facing?
Well, no, I'm not too sure as to the teams we are facing, but I know it's in May or June, I know. But I'm not too sure as the team we will be facing.
What final question to you? What would you like to see between now and May, June, the second round? We've heard concerns from the coach in the past about the training aspect of the game, guys not turning up for training on a regular basis. What would you like to see as a captain moving forward?
Well, I'd just like to see the players turn out and put in the hard work. You know, I think if we put in the hard work, we will get the results that we need. I think that also that we need to do sometime our personal training. We don't only have to depend on the coaches and national training to get that kind of running. So I think if we as players, national players, if we can do our own work, you know, that will benefit us a lot.
All right. Thank you very much, Malcolm.
That was Gavin Richards from DBS Radio. Sports reporter speaking to the national captain. Gavin has actually joined me on the line there for a minute there. Gavin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning to all of your many listeners at this time.
What your own impressions of what you saw? Your sports package described it as basically fish out of water. What's your own impressions?
As I said, we were clearly outplayed. I mean, it wasn't a major shock to me, you know, given the level of the quality of the opponents that we were going up against. As we heard the captain say, they were professionals, and the Dominica team basically are amateurs. And there's only so much that you can do at the amateur level as when you go up against the professionals. These are guys who sleep and drink football for a living, while we are our national team. We have construction workers and bus drivers and you know, people with other daily jobs who have to take football from 5 p.m. and try to produce some results. So the golfing class was, you know, the main reason for that outcome last night.
But tell me though, Gavin, you're one who've been following the Dominica team for some time now. Were you very surprised when the coach waited for the last 5 minutes to, of course, introduce Randolph Peltier, the main striker, to that lineup?
A bit of yes and no. I mean, if you look at it, the other players in Randolph's position, Julian Wade and also Carrick Walters, and I also felt, you know, given the size of the Matnik team and the physicality of the game, they were struggling themselves, you know, much less for Randolph Peltier. As we all know, you know, he's a bit on the diminutive side. But, you know, some people might argue and say, well, he has excelled at the national level. Maybe we should have put him in a bit earlier. You know, maybe I probably would have done that as well. Maybe I would have put Carrick Walters on the wide, on the wings, and probably have, you know, put Sidney Lockhart, substituted him, put Kenneth Walters in his position, and then put Randolph Peltier and Julian Wade up front, and see if that would have made much of a difference. But when you really reflect on the game, I mean, we were totally outplayed in the midfield, and especially in the first half, we had a lot of difficulties getting the ball out of our own half, and for the ball to reach to the centre forward, it went from the back four over the heads of the midfield as we were trying to play some long ball counter-attack type of football that didn't seem to work out for us. And it was only late into the second half where we really made adjustment that we saw a bit of a difference on the field.
So you're saying that some adjustments had to be made, and maybe yes. Earlier?
Yeah, some. Well, again, in at that level, it's a bit, what I put it, it's give and take. Sometimes you have to cut your losses. An adjustment early in the first half could also have an impact for you in the second half. For example, there were some people who felt maybe some substitutions could have happened in the first half. But yeah, you would have gone ahead and done that. And then let's say, for example, some injury came up in the second half, or you really needed to make another urgent change in the second half and have, you know, those options available. So I don't know. It's back to the drawing board. I don't know.
But do you think it's the best that Dominica could have offered in terms of what they produced yesterday?
Well, also, too, and we heard the captain mention it, the fatigue aspect of it as well. I mean, a lot of people are not taking that into consideration. But we also have to remember that the team played a hard game against the BVI on Saturday. Then there was travel on Sunday. They got in late Sunday night. And then basically one day, Monday, they had a light training, but not a lot of time for recuperation. Now, Matnik, on the other hand, had played their game against the BVI since earlier in the week, about Thursday or somewhere about that time. So Matnik has been resting, and for the professionals, again, to get that extra rest, you know, you could really see the difference. And a lot of people are saying, well, Dominica beat the BVI 7-0, beat the BVI 3-0, So what happened last night? Well, you also have to take that into consideration when you look at the BVI team, because the way the BVI would have approached that game against Dominica on Saturday would have been totally different from how they approached the BVI on Thursday. Because remember, Matnik would have beaten the BVI. BVI would have gone into the game against Dominica needing a win. So their whole attack, their whole approach to the game would have been different. They would have been more on the offensive mind, looking to score, looking to win, and Dominica capitalized. But and one final thing before I leave, if you were to look on YouTube, there's the game Dominica versus the BVI. We could see the same trouble that we had last night. It was evident in that game against the BVI. It's just that because of the difference in class, we were not punished for it the way we were punished last night. Against the BVI, we had the same problems where we could not hold the ball. We could not make constructive passes and whatnot, and we were basically playing long ball, and maybe because our players were a bit faster or fitter BVI players, we were able to capitalize and score those 7 goals. But when you come up against good quality opposition, that sort of game will not work. So we have a lot of work to do with relates to our midfield. Maybe coach will probably have to rethink as to who he starts in the midfield based on the quality of the opposition, and let's see if we can maybe get some more positive results.
There's some critics who say that the coach, you know, should have taken some blame last night. Do you believe that?
I mean, you cannot really blame the coach. I mean, if you heard him in the beginning, well, he didn't say it on cue, but he's always been saying in the past that he's always had trouble with the guys sitting on the train. So it's a matter of he having to work with what he was given with. Sometimes, I mean, it's easy to blame the coach and say, well, we lost, blame the coach. In this case, it's a little bit different. I mean, there are lots of stuff going on behind the scenes that the public are not, well informed on. You know, it's not like, I can say there were some issues with training and guys not showing up or small numbers and whatnot. So, you know, all those things contributed to what we saw last night. And I don't really think it's fair, you know, to blame the coach based on what transpired leading up to the game.
Gavin Richards, a good analysis there on the game last night. Thank you very much.
No problem, man.
8:48. So we're going to take a break and come back. We'll hear more when we come back.
Yeah, shoppers, are you ready to shop smart? Well, Springfield Trading brings you S-Smart. A new shopping facility located in the Springfield Trading Complex on Goodwill Road. The smart way to shop is with S-Smart. Come and enjoy one-stop S-Smart shopping and get a large selection of quality products at competitive prices in a comfortable and convenient shopping center with spacious parking.
Spacious parking.
Friendly employees. Exceptional service.
Exceptional service.
Exceptional service. Flexible shopping hours. 7 days a week with ATM services on site. So be a satisfied smart shopper.
A satisfied customer.
Visit us today on Google Road and shop smart now.
S-Smart.
Mr. Delvin Esper, former coach himself, is on the line with me at this time. Different analysis from different perspectives here. Hello.
Hello, good day.
How you doing, Mr. Esper? How are you?
Not too bad. Cannot complain. Enjoying Dominica.
Give me your impressions of the game last night.
Well, Matt, first of all, I can say, it was a total dominance of the Matnik team. Really played against Dominica. You could see a different level of football played by the Matnik team against Dominica last night. As you could see, the players, the touches of the players, and so the second level of the skills of the players who dominated last night in Matnik, moving the ball from one end of the field to the other. Matt, I just totally believe that the Dominica players lack the level of confidence, Matt, and that is what really lack. They play for a sense of nerve. They haven't got to have a level of confidence on the ball. Before the ball comes to them, they want to kick it when they're supposed to be holding the ball and look for the closest man and look to pass the ball. And it was really a display by the Matic team that Dominica should learn a lesson from going into the second leg.
Well, there were days when we used to, in the 90s, we used to beat Martinique and, draw games with Martinique. What has changed, Delvin Esper? You're one who's been following football, soccer for a very long time.
Well, Matt, usually on my program, I usually talk about that matter about Martinique and Guadeloupe. And I was even speaking to the president of the Football Association and mentioned that a number of times I've been calling on them to play friendly matches against Martinique and Guadeloupe. Because these are one of the islands that are very closest to Dominica in terms of going there, traveling. And it's a very cheap cost.
Mm-hmm.
You will just take a bus and just, not a bus, but a boat and just go across to Guadeloupe and Martinique and play friendly matches. Maybe every weekend, Matt. And the point is that Dominica haven't played a practice match, neither every match against Martinique, for maybe about 15 years, Matt. So just think of that. We are so close to Guadeloupe and Martinique, and we haven't played a match against them for about 15 years. So that tells you straight and so on that the level of football, as you know, in Guadeloupe and so on and Martinique, they played a lot of football. Whilst we play cricket and other sports, but their main game is football. And we learn a lesson from that. If we play friendly matches against them, get to know them, and build out the guys who build a level of confidence, Matt, going into the next round. Because you would never tell that maybe they can come up in the next round against Guadeloupe and other opponents and so on in terms of if Guadeloupe qualified. You can never tell, Matt, mm-hmm. They might play against Guadeloupe. And we haven't played a football match against Guadeloupe maybe in 15 years too, Matt. So that does tell that the Football Association have to do some work.
So you're saying some more practice matches between these two French islands will help, definitely.
Oh, yes, definitely. A lot, Matt, because the thing about these French countries and so on, they play a lot of football, and not only play a lot of football, but they're technically skillful, as you can see. Their level of football is right up there, Matt, in terms of the Caribbean Cup football, and not even World Cup style of football, because, you know, they have guys coming from France and so. So their level of football is right up there. If Dominica can play, and not only at the senior level, Matt, you're talking about also at the junior level, the under 17, the under 15. We should be playing a number of practices against Guadeloupe and Martinique, so that the footballers can develop a sense of a level of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday, what I saw and so on is I saw a very vulnerable defense. Yesterday, Dominica, a very vulnerable defense. The defenders look very weak. And I'm definitely calling again on the selectors to consider Delbert Daly. Delbert Daly is one of our better defenders and so on. Very strong young man from St. Joseph. I think he can make that spot easily. And if you go into a competition that you think you need to do well, you need to have the best possible players and the best of the defenders on the team. It doesn't matter if they're 20 or they're 30.
But tell me, I mean, you're a coach yourself. Are we using the best coaches at our disposal at this time? Because some people are questioning whether we have, you know, the best coaches for national team.
Well, Matt, the way things go in there in Dominica, as you know, that before somebody does certificate course and they pass the certificate course, they coach. I have been coaching football for years, winning a number of championships, Matt. And I always teach my boys and son is that I always give them a ball. Matt, I think the national players should have a ball each and just be practicing, juggling ball, get a level of confidence. Man, you know in your days, you used to be very skillful. Guys used to be very skillful in the ball, but you've seen some time around in our football now that the guys are not all that skillful guys. We haven't got a type of skillful guys that maybe can challenge defenders, that can take a one-on-one. You saw Randall Fairty last night coming in with 4 minutes to go. So I think the coaching staff, as you know, that maybe that's the best.
But do you think that was a mistake bringing him in at that point?
Well, Matt, as you know, the coaching staff, I don't know if the guy was injured and so on, but the coaching staff have other ideas. As you know, a guy that's got over, I'll call it about 60 goals in three seasons, coming in the last 5 minutes of the game, Matt, and when he scores 4-1, it really... To me, I don't know what was the purpose in that. Better did not play him at all because it really wasn't making sense and so on to bring him there at that time. But as you know, that the coaches have other ideas, but Matt, our guys need to pass the ball. They need to get a level of confidence on the ball. And I think that is what the coaches, instead of working on all kinds of drills, Matt, I think what the coaching staff should think of doing now is to get the guys to be technically skillful, Matt, in terms of controlling the ball under pressure. Even if 2 or 3 men coming, you can control the ball, pass the ball. Our left-half defender last night, Andres Joseph, was very, very poor in defending. Because if you realize that the guy on number 2 was just beating him on the outside and crossing the ball, and there's where the majority of the goals came from last night. He's a young guy, but I think as a coach, you need to work with him and so on to let him develop his skills in terms of defending, because you cannot be playing that type of level of competition, Matt, and your defenders are weak and they're not defending properly.
All right, Delvin Asprey, thank you so much. Huh? Thank you. Thank you. Let's look forward. 8:54. This is the hot set we on sports this morning. Hello, talk to me here.
Good morning, Matthias Peltier Jr. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and good morning to your listeners, Matt. I'm listening to the discussion here this morning, Matt. And Matt, you can take a horse to the stream, but you can't force it to drink. We keep talking about we beat Martinique in the 80s and the 90s, Matt. And there are several things that have changed between then and now, Matt. For example, in the 80s, Matt, the environment was different. You had more practice facilities available. You had more playing facilities available. Secondly, Matt, you had more committed players, Matt. People keep talking about people going to work and they come on. Matt, in the days of people like Clem John and all these other great footballers and cricketers that we had, they did the same thing, Matt. They went to work or they came from school in the afternoon or wherever, Matt, and they went to practice. But it was the same thing, Matt. It is the commitment, Matt. Or young people are very lackadaisical, and before, they didn't play for money. They played for the love of the game, for their commitment to the game, their pride in representing their country. And I don't understand this thing that people keep making excuses, Matt. Matt, you cannot make excuses for lousy performance. You cannot tell me the coach has a problem. People coming to training, they should not even play. Matt, if you can't go to training, you should not be on the team. Matt, when we had clubs before, you had the different clubs, Spartan, Combermere, Saints, or whatever the club was, Matt. You had to go to practice. You had to pay your dues. You didn't go to practice, you didn't get to play. You didn't pay your dues, you didn't get to play, Matt. And Matt, it's commitment. And until we get to understand that, blaming the coach is not the answer. The coach could coach in the cow come home. You take a horse to the stream, you can't force it to drink, Matt. And our players or young people must have that commitment and stop making this excuse about going to work. All the players in the past that I know, some very fine players, all had to work, and from work they went to practice, and they practiced wherever they trained. Early to run up and down all about, actually exercise, strengthen, get strength by practicing. Our young players don't have that commitment, Matt. All they're concerned about is the money, and they make the island side, and all of a sudden the road is too narrow for them to walk.
Good morning, good morning. 8:57. Hello, talk to me here. Hello. 4493095. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I have noticed with our football, Dominica. Number one, they play on an unmarked field. That is one. Secondly, they practice with a small goal. Now, when you practice with a small goal, how will you be able to maneuver a big goal when you are faced with it? Especially with playing with people like Martinique and the wider world. I mean, it is ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense to me. That is my opinion. So, playing with an unmarked goal. The other thing I notice when they are practicing and playing football in Dominica, fellas just kick ball and run all about. I look at international football, and you see each person has a person that they are working with, and they are moving. And they remain in their positions. They don't run all about, and that one minute they are on the left, the other minute they're on the right, and they're all over the place. That's how I see our footballers play. So there is no way they can play with experts. They cannot win because they are not prepared for that kind of football. And unless something is done to train these youngsters in how to remain in their position, how to read the ball. That is another thing. They can't read ball. They're just running and kicking. Okay, Matt?
All right, caller. Thank you. It's 8:59. Hello.
The first very morning to you, son of your listeners, sir.
Yes.
Well, as a cricketer, I follow football a lot. That's the leaders of England as well, eh? So I know a little bit about the game. Matt, if you listened, most of your callers this morning, you know, if not all, they have provided you some excellent contribution as to what we need to do to win, you know. They are very obviously very knowledgeable, you know. Matt, the Dominica captain, you know, when he was being interviewed, he provided you with the answers to the defeat. And that is worth noting. Whatever you say about the coach or the players, there is one thing you must keep at the back of your mind always. He told you that they are amateurs and the Martinique players are professionals.
He did say that.
Yes, and herein lies the difference, Matt. Simple as that. Matt, one of the best matches I've seen in football, in the World Cup, I think it was 66 in England. South Korea was playing Portugal. South Korea was an amateur team, obviously. It wasn't a professional team, but taken part in the World Cup. Now, Portugal was a world-class team. In that World Cup, Matt, in the first half, the South Koreans were 4-0 at halftime, you know. I wanted to internalize that, you know. 4-0 halftime. At halftime, I don't know what the coach said to the Portugal players. They came back a few minutes later for the second half. There was a guy called Eusebio, one of the best players in the world at that time. He's now dead, by the way. And within about 15 minutes, Eusebio destroyed that South Korean team 4-0. Eventually, I think Portugal won about 5-4-0, eh? 5-4. But it just shows you how a good professional side will beat an amateur side 8-10 out of every 10 times, man, you know? So basically, we have to look at our players. I mean, it's been said that they are not professionals, obviously, but what we need to do, you know, we must basically, if we want to, if possible, professionalize the game. You can't ask a guy driving a bus or working on a building site to come and practice for 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon. Where is he practicing? For how long? Is he being fed? Is he being paid? That sort of thing you got to look at, the professional side of the preparedness of the team, Matt. So it's not good blaming coaches and players and this and that, you know. Unless we make sure that they have a place to play, to practice, and they are together for at least a couple of weeks before the match. They are together. practicing and playing, you're not going to get good results, Matt. You know? So basically, if we can put a lot of money into the sport from government side, get them places to practice, pay them, and that sort of thing. From that aspect, if they do badly, you can give them a lot of stick, criticize them. But as they are, I didn't expect Dominica to win because they're not playing a level playing field at all. You have been very unfair to the guys to give them stick, you know? When you look at the way the Matnik, what we ought to have done, before the coach, the Matnikans go back, have a little word with their coach. Ask them about their preparations for the Matnik team, how they do it, where they practice, how long they are together for, who provides them with meals, etc., etc. And then you'll begin to see the difference. So I'm not saying they shouldn't be criticized. I don't know about criticism at all. But look at the playing field on which they play compared to the Matnikans, right? And herein lies the answer. It's the amateurs against the professionals. And I said to you, the professionals will win, even in cricket. 9 times out of 10, a good professional side will beat an amateur side any day. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. We're going to take a break and come back after this.
You want to know why Spotless Bleach is my choice of bleach?
Spotless.
It's affordable.
Spotless.
It goes a long way, can be used to clean, disinfect inside and outside the house, and to kill deadly mosquito larvae. That's some super bleach.
Spotless.
This will keep my family protected, and yes, spotless.
Spotless.
Purchase 2 4.4-liter bottles of Spotless Bleach today and get a free gift. Promotion is for a limited time only while stocks last and available at S-Mart, other supermarkets and shops island-wide. So what are you waiting for? Get Spotless Bleach. Best clean, best price.
Spotless.
Distributed by Springfield Trading Limited.
Spotless.
Driver's Auto Supplies has just received a shipment of quality used tires. This shipment includes a wide range of size of 15 tires. Yes, you heard me. We have received the popular size of 15 tires for your cars, pickup trucks, passenger buses, and SUVs. We have also received many size 13s and 14s. Of course, we always have available size 16s to 18. Bus drivers, vehicle rental companies, taxi drivers, and private vehicle owners, we have the tires that you have been asking for. So come visit us today or call us at telephone number 2770505. That is 2770505. Driver's Auto Supplies in Portersville, where Hayden's Wholesale used to be. Driver's Auto Supplies. Quality tires at good prices. Come get your quality tires today.
Do you want to save 80% on your electricity bill and still extend the life of your lightings? SJ Lighting and Electrical Store, Double Dragon Trading Limited at River Road, Picard, Portsmouth. LED lighting, we do it best. LED light sources, solar lights, crystal lamps, ceiling lamps, chandeliers, low voltage lamps and bulbs. Fancy, classy and exquisite lights for your home or business. Search Facebook SJ Lighting. Check in store at River Road, Picard, Portsmouth. Call 767-445-3755. SJ Lighting, Electrical Store, Double Dragon Trading Limited, Picard, Portsmouth. LED Lighting, we do it best.
Do you remember the days of Bell's Combo and B Plus? What about the late great Tony, king of fried chicken and punch? Simon, the once-time pride of the West Coast. The old-school band club, formerly Simon Nightclub, newly refurbished, will be slamming on Saturday, April 2nd, 10 p.m. Mr. Mix, Prince Radix and the Gale Force wins a 48-carat gold. Swinging stars! The 40 days and 40 nights will be over. It's a big People of Fear entrance, $20. Supported by Digicel, the extraordinary network. The old school Barman Club Massacre, Saturday, April 2nd. Swinging stars, Mr. Mix and Prince Waddix. To Gramon Vinny Bunu Laje!
When life bowls you a fast one, all it takes is a thin edge and into the keeper's gloves because you caught on the wrong foot. But thank God for the big edge when you can slash at life's bouncers and over the fieldsman into the boundary. Yes, the Big Edge Financial Express for emergency funding, financial difficulties, Ubusmelaja one time. Ani Alikuti, Big Edge Financial Express, Tupwe Ministry, right opposite the Treasury. Ebekite Modu, their rates are lower than the competition. Life and all its bouncers, reverse swing, simple job for umpire Doug Trove, out. But Big Edge is the third umpire. Big Edge will make you smile again. So come for your little loan, call 440-9009 and rise again with Big Edge Financial Express, opposite the Treasury. Big Edge, financing your most cherished moments.
In your team, Madam Razad, Silte is Kino. Yali Oti doctor, they take 2 tablets every 6 hours. Yali po 6 tablets every 2 hours. Ambulance ki womasi, it got chime. When she recovered UD from no one, you go to Quick Care Pharmacy Kote Halsbro. La yo ke SPC tut bite bawa. La yi la, idio, you that is Quick Care? Yodi, yes, ma'am, Quick Care. Ever it a personalized service, it tell ma satisfy. La yi viwe kaili di mawi. I get dependable, knowledgeable, trustable, and supportable service. Ma we di yes and that is a big table. I gadi eveki di howard juju ka fe mwe. I be pon no honey. Go and take your medicine. Yes, Quick Care Pharmacy Kote Halsbro. Service you can trust for all your prescription and over-the-counter drugs. He can, she can, they all can testify about the professionalism and benefits Kote Quick Care Pharmacy. Pumye for an intexi taxi say St. Thomas Eveki di. The medicine by Quick Care delight all my sickness. It have lady delete. Quick Care Pharmacy, Kote Halsbro, telephony 440-8600.
All right, we'll be hearing from Ozzy Lewis in the next 5 minutes. The world of sports is large, huh? Talking about the upcoming games, 2020. Caller, are you there?
Yes, Mr. Pelty, I am.
Uh-huh.
You listen to Delvin Esprit, Matt?
Yes.
The man tell you, about 15 years, we haven't had a match, some friendly match, with either Guadeloupe or Matt, Nick Matt, and look them just over there. You see a person who is thinking, Matt? The brother and the brother, while he was a bit blunt, he was quite reserved, not wanting to offend the coach. But even with the Esprit part, the Pelty brother, you hear? He said that they did not even bring him in. Or who somebody else made that suggestion.
It was him.
Yes, Matt, I am saying, in our days, Matt, and in your older guys, Matt, they were eating guava, guglu, mango, dashing and sugar cane and thing. Matt, so the energy level is not there. Now we're eating pure junk. So if you have guys together for a week, 2 weeks, nourishing them, Matt, keeping them away from the drugs and everything else, Matt, you're going to boost up the energies. So I am saying, Matt, we cannot remain an amateur team all our lives. If we know we are up against professionals, Matt, that was the preparation we made for that. So I am saying, Matt, while people will say, oh, long term people didn't need money or whatever, people had energy, they were running and wah, wah, wah. Matt, I am saying, no, people are much more intelligent. They know when they get an injury, they're down for life, let's say, that will just end their career, Matt, as a footballer. And then what? So really and truly, everybody's getting paid. Only the minister just come there, the millionaire, a footballer going to play for the country. He have a broken leg, Matt, and what's the result? What's his payment? So let us put some money, let us put some resources into sports, Matt. Look at Dominica. Now they say they're going to light up 7 playing fields. Matt, have a blessed day.
Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good.
I have to cite Delvin Esprit again. He spoke about we haven't played Guadeloupe and Matnik in so many years, and Matt, again, he said that the footballers do not have their ball so that they can get accustomed to the ball and play the ball. And our friend from Sufre said, these guys have to be together for a certain amount of time. But Matt, where are we getting that money to keep these people together for that amount of time? We do not even have enough money to repair Dominica after Eric. So I think that's just, we just have to play as we can. Good morning.
Good morning to you too. Good morning. A lot of perspectives on the game of football then, just what is going on with our national team and the way forward. Hello.
Matt, good morning.
To you, sir.
Matt, what bewilders me is the mixing of professionals and amateurs. Are there rules or are we expected to be professional? That's the question I'd like to ask. And should you really mix amateurs and professionals in a series? These are the questions that come to mind. Good morning.
449-3095. 449-3095. I don't set the rules, do I? Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning, Matt. Matt, a question I would like to ask. Matt, who is the sports minister in Dominica?
I'm sure you know the answer to that.
Matt, let me... Martin Roosevelt, scary cabinet. I've got one man that plays sports already that could be a proper sports minister, Matt. Matt is a woman that maybe never played marble. All we have as a sports minister. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
9:13 is the morning time. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you doing, brother?
Good. I have not looked at football for a long time, and I was disappointed with the level of control, Matt. Number one rule, we can't talk about strategy and game plan.
Mm-hmm.
If the player does not have the fundamentals of when the ball comes to you, you control it to your person, you keep it to yourself, and then you distribute it to your player.
And that did not happen at all yesterday.
At all, Matt. I almost felt like before our guys got the ball, to me, for example, when there was a free ball, a 50-50 chance, the Matnikans were quicker off their feet to get to win a 50-50 ball. The controls of our players just wasn't there. A lot of time a defender would get a ball where he hardly have a striker, following the ball, and before they get it, they'll just kick it away. I remember the days in Windsor Park when defenders would control their ball with their chest, bring it down, and build up the play on the wing with the half man and develop the attack with the midfielder. We saw nothing of that, a set of long ball. So, Matt, I think we have to go back to the basics. People need to juggle the ball, be familiar with the ball, because you can kick a ball a particular way to give it curve. You can kick a ball a particular way to let it go straight. So all those things, you have to know the ball. But to be familiar with that, you have to juggle the ball. You have to play the ball. You have to have the controls. And then you can talk about the scientific approach of formation, if it's 4-4-3 or 5, whatever. But unless you have the fundamentals, Matt, you can't start talking about formation.
I get you. And you're right. On cue with that point.
Bleach is my choice of bleach.
Spotless.
It's affordable.
Spotless.
It goes a long way, can be used to clean, disinfect inside and outside the house, and to kill deadly mosquito larvae. That's some super bleach.
Spotless.
This will keep my family protected, and yes, spotless.
Spotless.
Purchase 2 4.4-liter bottles of Spotless Bleach today and get a free gift. Promotion is for a limited time only while stocks last and available at S-Mart, other supermarkets and shops island-wide. So what are you waiting for? Get Spotless Bleach. Best clean, best price.
Spotless.
distributed by Springfield Trading Limited.
Spotless.
St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival celebrates an unforgettable journey with the best of the years. Recapturing the most nostalgic moments. Creating new magic. With Air Supply and Chris Tandring, George Benson and Joey Alexander. Cool and the Gang and Omi. BWB and Shaggy are just a few. Alongside headliner Mark Anthony. An island party not soon forgotten. The St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival 25th anniversary. April 29th to May 8th. Visit stluciajazz.org. Executive producer, the St. Lucia Tourist Board, platinum sponsor, RBC Royal Bank.
Are you on the go in the USA and need to listen to your favorite radio station in Dominica? You can simply call 1-605-562-5302 in the USA free of charge if you have unlimited minutes. No data, no internet, no app needed. You heard right. Freely dial 1-605-562-5302 in the USA with unlimited minutes and tune in to Q95 FM radio all the way in Dominica. You can listen to their 24-hour programming in the USA on your phone by dialing 1-605-562-5302. Have 1-605-562-5302 on your speed dial today. Call 1-605-562-5302 in the USA to listen now and at any time with unlimited minutes. 1-605-562-5302.
Do you remember the days of Bell's Combo and B Plus? What about the late great Tony, king of fried chicken and punch? Simon, the once-time pride of the West Coast. The old-school band club, formerly Simon Nightclub, newly refurbished, will be slamming on Saturday, April 2nd, 10 p.m. Mr. Mix, Prince Radix and the Gale Force wins a 48-carat gold, swinging stars! The 40 days and 40 nights will be over. It's a big people affair. Entrance $20. Supported by Digicel, the extraordinary network. The old school Barman Club Massacre Saturday, April 2nd. Swinging stars, Mr. Mix and Prince Wadix. To Gramon Vini Bruno Lage.
Let's find out what's going down make a big noise playing in the street in the world of sports.
You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing we will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man.
Let's say good morning to Aussie Lewis, sports commentator. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Matt, and good morning to our many listeners, both here and overseas.
Aussie, what's going down in the world of sports? I know you were monitoring that game very closely yesterday. What's your own thoughts on what went on?
The football game, Matt, I have such a short report on it. It was really totally disappointing for Dominican fans who turned out in the large numbers, Matt. Especially as the Dominica football team was just coming off a resounding victory over the BVI last Saturday in the BVI when they had a whopping victory by, 7-0 it was, against the BVI.
Yes.
So the morale would be very high. Well, they crashed at the Windsor Park last night to a disappointing 4-1 defeat. And, Martin scored an early goal, I would say in the 13th minute or thereabouts, through striker Passime, who was assisted by a deflection from a Dominican defender, resulting in an own goal. So goal number one for Martinique came in the 13th minute of play. And thereon, the Martinique team, boys, I call them the boys in blue, they were dressed in blue with white trims. They continued to dominate proceedings. And goal number two came in the 25th minute, when the Matlick player Daniel Herrera, number four, he was wearing number four, he drove a beautiful shot past the goalkeeper, Glenson Prince, goal number two in the 25th minute. So I would say the first half was about 90% possession by the Martinique team. It was a complete and utter dominance by Martinique, and I think Dominica were lucky to go off with only two love against them at the end of the first half. Well, to me, in the second half, Dominica seemed a little different. They seemed a little more determined, and they seemed to be getting their act together, especially later down, man, with the introduction of Anthony. His name is Anthony Frederick. I think he was really, he's packed. He was an injection, really, and there was an infusion, an enthusiasm, a new drive, and a sense of purpose. And he was cheered by the large crowd each time he got the ball and made his moves. In fact, he was the one who went right through the penalty area of the Martinique team and drew a foul to get a penalty for Dominica and Chad Bertrand shot. So Anthony Frederick, I think, had a few stellar moments in that match. And the goal came for Dominica in the 77th minute, the lone consolatory goal by a penalty shot by Chad Bertrand. But before that, a third goal had been scored by Martinique when we had Angile, number nine, the guy with the shocking orange-colored boots mat. He was really a fantastic, he had a fantastic match. I think he plays professional football in Belgium, so he's a professional footballer, and to me, he was the standout player of the match. Steven Langille, and he was wearing number nine. He stood out head and shoulders over any other player and dominated proceedings. And he was, like I said, instrumental in seeing that the fourth goal was scored by a Mexican striker. And then it was 2 minutes before the end of play when the Dominican goalkeeper, Glenson Prince, rushed out to try to do some defensive work. But he was beaten, and in the end, a substitute player for Martin called Stefan Abol shot in a vacant goal to intensify the pain of Dominica and make it 4-1. So they went down that ignominiously 4-1 last night when hopes were very high, as I said, coming off that morale booster of 7-0 against the BVI. I think much more was expected from the Dominica team. Also, a big talking point, Matt, which I heard you all discussing on the airwaves earlier, was, of course, the utter surprising advent of key striker, the young man from Point Michel, coming just about 5 minutes before the end of play. And
You're talking Randolph Pelletier.
Randolph Pelletier, as you said, it has been the footballer of the year, the striker of the year for the last couple of years, and there's no doubt about it that I call him a little whippet of a man. He's very fleet of foot, very fast, and to me, it was of no avail to have brought him in just about 5 minutes left. But there it is in the final scoreline, Martinique 4, and a well-deserved victory for Martinique and Dominica, the lone goal coming via penalty by Chad Bertrand. But Matt, that is history. Let's hope Dominica can do better in their engagements, which are coming up later down the year.
Well, let's hope that they do better. Many have described it, Aussie, as Dominica operating like a fish out of water last evening at the Windsor Park Stadium.
Yes, I've been hearing the comments, you know, and, I guess at times some people get very, very emotional and very outraged because so much was expected after Dominica dropped BVI 7-0. So they were looking for something different from the Dominican team, and even though it was a 2-2 draw, 1-1 draw, you know. But it was a sheer, I've never seen such utter dominance in a period of play like I saw in the first half of this match last evening, Matt. It was, I think, 90% possession by the Martinique team. They really distributed that ball beautifully, and they really executed. It was just a fantastic display of football by Martinique. And It was something to behold.
Ozzy, stay on the line there. We want to talk a little cricket before you go.
Yes,
stay on the line. Stay on the line. This is Q95.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. You're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. Sing it. We will rock you.
Ozzy, what's happening in the 2020? What are the games for today?
Today is semi-finals day in India in the World Cup, T20 World Cup. And today New Zealand, who have been unbeaten during the tournament. They have won all their four group matches and they are taking on England in the first of two semi-finals. One played today and the next tomorrow. In fact, West Indies will be playing India tomorrow, but I guess we can leave that for tomorrow. But today it's New Zealand against England. I think the match is scheduled to start in about 30 minutes from now, around 10 o'clock. And people are putting their money on New Zealand. But in the 2020 match, Matt, you can never tell. Two bad overs and the match can just turn completely on its head. A 2020 match is the most difficult thing to predict. But New Zealand have a good record. They have won all their four games. They have a good team. They combine well. In fact, New Zealand has played the tournament thus far without the star fast bowlers, Southey and Bolt, because it is felt that, it is known that the pitches in India can be very slow, can be slow turners. Some of them can be raging turners. But for the most part, you hardly get wickets with pace and bounce in India. So New Zealand, they are picking the team to suit the conditions. And so far, they are right on top. And most people think that they should go right through to the finals. But up against England, England had a wonderful victory against, against South Africa, when they were set to score something like 228, Matt Pelletier, huge score chasing, and England delivered the goods and won the match. They also beat Sri Lanka in a good fight. They had a scare or two against Afghanistan, but in the end they prevailed. So it will be difficult to predict New Zealand or India, who will be the winners. But I think we're going to have a real cracker of a match, Matt Pelletier, which starts shortly at 10 o'clock, I think, is the scheduled start. England against New Zealand. New Zealand with their spinners, leg spinner Sodhi, a guy called Ish Sodhi. They have Nathan McCallum, the off-spinner, and a fairly new player called Santana, the left-arm spinner. All three have had successful matches so far, and New Zealand are very optimistic that they should go through the finals. But as I said, anything can happen in an over two. It's a very short game, short format, just 20 overs, and it's difficult to predict instead of short versions of cricket matches. But I think I would give New Zealand the edge because of their form during the entire tour. And England, of course, are prone to capitulate now and then, Matt Pelletier. But don't rule out England because they have in Butler, a fantastic middle-order batsman, and Root, Joe Root, has been playing all formats of the game for England. He is a tremendous batsman, and an opening batsman called Roy, who's been batting very well. And England have some good bowlers as well. And it should be a very interesting match, Bertie. Matt Pelletier, starting at 10 o'clock, New Zealand, the Kiwis against England. But the big match will be tomorrow, West Indies against India. But we'll preview that match, Matt, tomorrow morning. But
let's preview tomorrow morning, Ozzy.
Yes.
That match coming up, India versus West Indies. But what are your early predictions?
West Indies and India?
Yes.
Why is anybody's guess, Matt Pelletier? But I would love the West Indies to beat India because I think India have been quite lucky to have escaped against Bangladesh. And they were beaten handsomely by New Zealand. They were humiliated. I think they were bowled for something like 79 playing at home, you know. So I'll be happy to see the West Indies give India trunks in tomorrow. But we can preview that match tomorrow, Matt, in detail, Matt. But now it's New Zealand against England. Big match, first of the two semifinals. My favorite team, Matt, Australia, have been booted out of the competition.
Well, we'll talk again tomorrow, Ozzy.
Okay, Matt, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right, good, man.
9:31. Of course, you can check us. Ozzy's full report this morning on the Q95 website, Q95DA.com. We're going to come back, Dominica, right after this for your phone calls right after this.
You want to know why Spotless Bleach is my choice of bleach?
Spotless.
It's affordable.
Spotless.
It goes a long way, can be used to clean, disinfect inside and outside the house, and to kill deadly mosquito larvae. That's some super bleach.
Spotless.
This will keep my family protected, and yes, spotless.
Spotless.
Purchase two 4.4-liter bottles of Spotless Bleach today and get a free gift. Promotion is for a limited time only while stocks last and available at S-Mart, other supermarkets and shops island-wide. So what are you waiting for? Get Spotless Bleach. Best clean, best price.
Spotless.
Distributed by Springfield Trading Limited.
Spotless.
Okay, we'll be taking some of your phone calls. Don't forget to check for that report of Ozzy on the website on Q95DA.com. This is Q95 Informative. Is happening as it relates to news. We're hearing that a London songwriter has released a video for Dominica. East London singer-songwriter Crystal King UK has released a new music video for her heartfelt and self-penned song You Deserve on Easter Sunday. She released it March 27th. Let's listen to this one.
Serious floods by Storm Erica. We are getting reports in second by the second, and we really need your help.
One small voice, yeah, small island. Not everybody knows her name. Only one choice to carry on, and she will do whatever she can.
Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Crystal the King.
Listen. Dominique is in trouble. Really need your help. Can you guys help me?
Let's do it!
Fantastic. Expect a package.
You deserve, you deserve, you deserve more than you know. Pretty girl, pretty girl, pretty girl, so beautiful. I will give
Dominica. One strong voice, yeah, I'm outspoken. I speak out to everyone who hears. She has a worth, but she's broken. So we gotta show her that we're here. She deserves, she deserves, she deserves more than you know. I will give all that I can to preserve all the beauty she holds within her hands. Yeah, yeah.
One step if you feel the love, two steps into the sun.
This one dedicated to Dominica. She calls herself Crystal King. She wrote this one, this piece is a charity song for Dominica. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about that. We're going to take a break and come back after this.
St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival celebrates an unforgettable journey with the best of the years. Recapturing the most nostalgic moments, creating new magic with their supply and Chris Tandring, George Benson and Joey Alexander, Kool & the Gang and Omi, BWB and Shaggy are just a few, alongside headliner Mark Anthony. An island party not soon forgotten. The St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival 25th anniversary, April 29th to May 8th. Visit stluciajazz.org. Executive producer, the St. Lucia Tourist Board, platinum sponsor, RBC Royal Bank.
Are you on the go in the USA and need to listen to your favorite radio station in Dominica? You can simply call 1-605-562-5302 in the USA free of charge if you have unlimited minutes. No data, no internet, no app needed. You heard right. Freely dial 1-605-562-5302 in the USA with unlimited minutes and tune in to Q95 FM radio all the way in Dominica. You can listen to their 24-hour programming in the USA on your phone by dialing 1-605-562-5302. Have 1-605-562-5302 on your speed dial today. Call 1-605-562-5302 in the USA to listen now and at any time with unlimited minutes. 1-605-562-5302.
Do you remember the days of Bell's Combo and B Plus? What about the late great Tony, king of fried chicken and punch? Simon, the once-time pride of the West Coast. The old school band club, formerly Simon Nightclub, newly refurbished, will be slamming on Saturday, April 2nd, 10 p.m. Mr. Mix, Prince Radix and the Gale Force Winds of 48 Karat Gold, Swinging Stars. The 40 days and 40 nights will be over. It's a big people of fear. Entrance $20. Supported by Digicel, the extraordinary network. The old school Barman Club Massacre, Saturday, April 2nd. Swinging Stars, Mr. Mix and Prince Wadix. To a Gramon Vini Bruno Laje. Do you remember the days of Bell's Combo and B Plus? What about the late great Tony, king of fried chicken and punch? Simon, the once-time pride of the West Coast. The old school band club, formerly Simon Nightclub, newly refurbished, will be slamming on Saturday, April 2nd, 10 p.m. Mr. Mix, Prince Radix and the Gale Force wins a 48 karat gold. Swinging stars! The 40 days and 40 nights will be over. It's a big people of fear. Entrance $20. Supported by Digicel, the extraordinary network. The old school Barman Club Massacre, Saturday, April 2nd. Swinging stars, Mr. Mix and Prince Waddix. To Gramun Vini Bunu Laje.
This is new Dominique Nada's lyric. Premiering on billboards in the USA, huh? Congratulations to you, lyric. That's what she called Show Me. The song was produced and co-written by US-based producer Dave Max. I guess we'll be hearing a lot more about this song. Lyric made a name for herself among the big leagues following her participation at the Island Music Model and Talent Showcase in the Bahamas sometime last year. Up next here, I will stop with a Muslim store. Lyric featuring on the billboards in the USA. Yeah.
Yeah, I think preparation is key for those games, man. The treatment of the players is not right. The side cannot perform properly.
Are they not eating properly?
They're not being treated properly. You have to leave work to go and train. You have to train and then go back to work. How can you be performing properly when you do that? Let's take, for instance, a couple years ago, Dominica national team was traveling to abroad. They overnighted in Antigua.
Uh-huh.
And they were sleeping at the airport on their bags, going to play a tournament for Dominica. I just witnessed a couple weeks ago when the Windward Islands came up to the Virgin Islands to play the Leeward. Upon arriving to the Virgin Islands, those guys were given bread and cheese for their dinner and expecting to play cricket the next day.
Bread and cheese.
The same treatment. Preparation is key, man.
Yeah, I think we don't take our sportsmen too seriously around here.
Seriously at all. When they're not treated fairly. These guys don't get paid. They get a little stipend, and that's about it. They go on tour, and most of them are broke. They have to worry about what they do when they go back home, how they're going to work, whatever. So it's not going to work, man.
Unless we take it seriously.
Unless we take it seriously. So I wouldn't really blame the coach, because how much is they giving him in terms of incentives so that he could have a steady program in place?
True.
Yeah.
All right, my brother. Thank you for that contribution this morning, wrapping it up.